This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate. Rachel.
Oh, Kate. Guess what we have this week?
What do we have? Tell me more.
This week, we have a prestige podcast.
Whoa! I think this is kind of our specialty.
Yeah, I think we're the most prestigious of the podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
So I'm going to Alcon this week.
Mm-hmm.
So I think on the menu, it's going to be like...
chicken.
Fancy food. Oh, yeah, chicken. Probably chicken with something stuffed inside it. We used to call that squirty chicken.
You could do other things on the menu. Salad with ranch dressing or Italian dressing. That's always there.
Heck yes. Rolls.
Rolls. Also, sweet tea. You're going to be in the South, Rachel.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to be in Fort Worth. I guess I'll get some sweet tea. Do you think it would be like, if I said, no, I'd like unsweetened, would they have to do like a straining process?
I think they would just say, no.
We don't have that.
Yeah, they'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. So...
here's your water.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be like, why would you ever want that in your life? So, yeah. But Rachel, in true Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate fashion, I have a scavenger hunt.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Okay,
all right. So we need to talk about what you're going to win.
Okay, yeah, what am I going to win?
On previous episodes, we talked about tie-dye t-shirts and making eyeball tie-dye t-shirts. So I will make you one, only if you complete all of this.
Oh my gosh, I need that shirt.
I know. I know you want one desperately.
Oh, this is tough. I really do want one. Okay, I'm going to make this happen. Okay. I'm going to complete these.
Okay.
I do not care what else happens at this event.
I
do. I care. I care. Yeah. Alcon, I care.
I mean, you care a lot. You want to be a good doctor. You're going to learn a lot.
I love contact lenses. Poking people in the eye is my number one favorite thing about optometry.
Exactly. Oh, it's so much fun because they get weirded out by it. Okay, so first thing on your list, someone putting a contact lens in your eye.
My own eye? Can do. Do you need a photo?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rachel, again, no trust between us. Must be photo documented. 2, picture with somebody with your same name.
Okay.
So you need to find another Rachel, take a picture with them.
I'm going to be asking every single person I see.
I know. I think you guys wear name tags, so it might be a little easier than asking them is just to check out their name tag, but I don't know.
I was going to start at the airport, just like coming up to strangers. Rachel?
Rachel?
Rachel? Rachel, yes.
Hi, Rachel. Oh, sorry, wrong person. So then, after that, okay, so you're going to meet somebody that I've met a couple times with my work with the Board of Trustees is Tom Dukart. He is an incredible advocate for students and contact lenses, and I need you to get his autograph because he's extremely famous.
Okay, this is going to be awkward because he knows I'm coming. He does not know there's a scavenger hunt involved.
Mm-mm. Yep.
I'm just going to be like... and sign here. Okay, I've got it. I'll get it.
Yeah. I mean, he's super
fun. I'm going to dress up like a delivery man. I'm going to bring him a package. I'm going to have him sign. Ooh. This is going to be good. This is going to be espionage.
This is crazy. I think also if you just said,
pack some costumes.
I'm doing a scavenger hunt, he'd be like, okay, because he's super fun. So last thing, you're going to be in Texas. You know how much I love my cowboy boots?
Yeah.
I need you to take a picture of Sunny in cowboy boots.
Okay. Yes, will do. Okay, just to recap. Autograph from Tom Dukart. Picture of a person in cowboy boots.
Yes.
Picture of a person named Rachel. With me, also Rachel.
Yes, I need a double Rachel.
Picture of... the dreaded double Rach. It gets you every time.
I know, but I just love it.
Okay, what if I found a person named Rachel and she had the haircut the Rachel...
that picture, you might get 2 t-shirts out of that one.
It might, you know, that picture might not even show up. It might be too Rachel.
It might be too Rachel-y. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, and then I have to get a picture of someone putting a contact lens on my eye.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, this mission will be accomplished.
I'm excited for you. I just really hope that you can do this because... as we learned with my scavenger hunt, I'm not very good at them. So I hope that within 2 days you can do these things and show we can figure out who's the better one of doing scavenger hunts between us.
I gotta tell you, you weren't that bad at it. I was just too strict with you. And you know what? Next time I think you'll get it because we're not gonna stop doing scavenger hunts. These are just so hilarious.
No. No, these are actually too good. Too good to be true. Also, bonus points. If you meet somebody named Rachel while they're wearing cowboy boots... and they put a contact lens in your eye.
Oh, dang. And what if it is Tom Dukart? and his middle name is Rachel, and he's wearing cowboy boots, and he's putting a contact lens in my eye.
While he's signing your eyeball.
While he's signing my eyeball and giving me unsweetened iced tea, I just raise the stakes.
This is it. This is it. This is how we rule the world.
Okay, so what's going to follow is a bunch of interviews of me and my time in Alcon, and I'm going to be talking about the student experience, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Here is some interstitial music.
So, Rachel, you are back.
I'm back.
You went. I want to hear every single detail of your life.
I would love to tell you.
Tell me everything.
Okay, so first we have to start our saga in St. Louis. So I arrive at Lambert Field Airport.
Ooh.
There, I'm going through security when I see my fellow classmates also going through security. There was some guy complaining about his shoes. It was super exciting.
Man.
Oh, and they didn't make us take anything out of our luggage, which is so weird.
That's nice.
Is that a new thing?
I don't know. I'll experiment the next time I fly.
They were like, everything stays in the bag. And so I didn't take anything out. I get through security. Who do I run into? But one, Peter Jacques, who has a first class ticket.
Whoa.
This tray came out. Put your laptop on there. Got your spreadsheet up. Spreadsheeting, Netflixing, eating my complimentary granola, drinking my complimentary Chardonnay.
Granola?
It was wonderful. It was a first-class experience.
The thing that I learned about Peter on this trip is that he's got the system figured out.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah, so he and our friend Ben, both had first-class tickets. Everyone else was just flying in coach. It was totally fine. We get to Dallas/Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the hotel. At the check-in, Alcon is already feeding us.
Whoa.
So they've got snacks, they've got drinks, they've got packets, they got little fun things like name tags and luggage tags and cool stuff. So then we had like 2 hours to kill. So we went to this place in downtown Fort Worth called the Stampede. It's not called the Stampede. What's it called? It was really just bulls walking down the street. And then there were some cowboys. It was called something. The Stockades. No, is that it?
Yeah, Stockade is a thing.
Okay, well, anyway, we went mm-hmm. there.
Were the bulls going for slaughter?
No.
They might have.
No, I don't think so. They just walked down the street every day. To their deaths?
A new set of bulls.
I hope not. That makes me really, really sad. It didn't smell bad
it's
there.
It's a Stockade.
The Stockyards?
They probably were.
Stockyards.
I mean.
Still, either way.
Ugh, yeah.
God, that's terrible.
I'm sorry to break the news to you. Yeah, I'm sorry you just went and celebrated their deaths.
I don't think I did. Oh, I don't think I did. I think these were decorative bowls.
I'm like,
this makes me really sad.
If it's a stockyard, then it's they go to the train and then they go to get slaughtered.
I don't know if they went to any train. I think they just walked around the block. Well, anyway, whatever they did. In my mind, they just walked around the block. And they had really big horns. They were so cute.
Oh, they were longhorns.
Yeah, longhorns.
Okay, so then they probably didn't go to their deaths.
Thanks, Kate. Thank you.
I'm glad I could help you with that. Longhorns don't go. Longhorns don't
Good.
Die.
Yeah, no, they had really longhorns. Anyway, that's where I accomplished number one on your list of scavenger hunt items. I saw a cowboy in cowboy boots. I saw cow women. I saw cows of all cows, and I got a picture with it.
You just saw cows.
I saw cows.
Yeah, no, it was a great picture.
Thank you so much.
I'm wearing my boots. When I go to Dallas, I'm going to wear my boots.
Oh, you're going to blend in. That was like such an easy one to get. Everyone was wearing cowboy boots.
I know. It's because we're cool.
Happy here at your service. Mark my words, it's better to keep your mouth shut and be thought a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. That's right, friend. It's wise to take good advice when you hear it, too. Come on back, and I'll give you wisdom from down deep in them mines.
What?
Oh, that was it.
What'd you get?
What did I get? Oh, your fortune. I see a great deal of happiness in store for you.
Oh, good.
You will receive a letter soon, and that letter can easily be said to change the whole course of your life.
A letter?
You deserve this happiness.
Check your mail.
Because you have been so faithful and so sincere in your love. That's so true. However, if you wish to continue to be happy, you'll have to learn not to be trustworthy. Not to be too trustworthy.
Uh-huh.
Avoid the flatterers and be a little more careful in choosing your friends.
Oh,
nice. Amethysts were made especially for you. Wear them, and good luck will follow you. And then it gave me some lucky numbers.
Okay, so then that night was the first night for an Alcon event. Tom Dukart gave a little talk and told us what we could expect, and then they fed us, and it was awesome. It was delicious. Open bar, all this stuff. Like,
we had some really awesome chicken, asparagus,
yes, and the, like, best potatoes I've ever had.
Mashed potatoes, garlic, and herbs and stuff. It was really, really good.
And we get to do this again when they sneak the pizza under our
door. Yeah, there's pizza coming under our door.
Is that real?
I don't know.
I don't think
they were talking about it.
No.
And he, like, it was like a half joke?
Yeah.
But, like, we're all like,
pizza tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to eat the pizza. Jokes. I'm going to eat the pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, like, they don't. We should still have it.
He gave us a great idea.
If you guys want to eat pizza, I will come up.
So tomorrow, I guess, we're booked pretty much through the day.
Yeah. I kind of accepted that I'm just going to be uncomfortably full for 36 hours.
And then afterwards.
And now I'm back at the hotel, and this hotel is super nice. Across from me is a painting of a cowboy on a horse, and he's pointing a gun at the sky. And this is so clever, it took me a long time to notice it. In the ceiling, they've pasted up, like, three stickers that look like bullet holes. So it looks like this cowboy has shot into my ceiling. See you in the morning.
Okay, so the next day, we wake up super early, and we go to Alcon. We get on this bus, and they take us there. Actually, no. First, they fed us this gorgeous breakfast, and then they took us to Alcon.
Jeez Louise!
Yeah, we ate a lot. We get to our seats at Alcon. We're all sitting together, which is great. At the seats are all these samples. There's, like, the new Sustain Complete, which I really, really like.
Oh, I'm excited to try.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, it worked on all my tears. There's all the other sustains. There were a bunch of papers and, like, fitting guides for the multifocal. And then we sat through some classes, and all the presenters were really good. We learned about it.
So my favorite topic was probably the ocular surface health, just because dry eye is such a variety of a disease that any information on it always helps me. But by far my favorite presenter was Dr. Chris May. He just had me interested in his topic too, which is about cataracts and IOL implants, and it was just very entertaining.
Yeah, I was going to say that was my favorite topic, was the cataracts one. I don't know, talking about starting the journey early with patients and not waiting until you have to have surgery to have that conversation, but having that conversation at the time of diagnosis was nice. And he just presented in a cool way. And a lot of the technology that I didn't know existed. Whereas, like, we knew about, like, drops and contacts and things like that, which was all helpful, but, like, the cataract stuff was stuff we didn't know about. So that was, it was cool information, I think.
So my favorite topic was the ocular nutrition talk that was done. It was a good refresher on the differences between AREDS 1 and AREDS 2, and the speaker did a good job of touching on some points that you can talk to with your patients who have mild AMD, who may wanting to jump the gun on starting a treatment, even though the research suggests that it's not going to do much for them. It was good advice on how to have that conversation with the patient.
So my favorite thing was not any particular lecture, but actually the common topic that was threaded through every single presentation, and which is patient education. No matter what you do, you fit contact lenses, you talk to patient about cataract surgery, dry eye, no matter what you do to do a really good job, patient education should be important part of our practice, which actually a lot of times we either uncomfortable or don't have enough time to spend on. And building awareness in public, that's what actually builds your business, because that's your bread and butter. So if we spend a little bit of time up front, it actually will pay back many, many times over. And every speaker had it built in some kind, form, or shape into their presentation, every single one.
What about your favorite topic?
Oh, my favorite topic was talking about starting multifocals early, and also I really liked the lady who was like, I put in one color contact, and then I don't put in the other, and that's a conversation starter.
Yeah.
I like that she was like
thinking outside the box and, like, just getting creative and doing, like, what's fun and
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun to have colored contact lenses.
Because, like, you can have it.
It's fun to wear one and freak people out.
And you can do it for, like, somebody that has, like, aniridia or something like, in one eye, but, like, it can also be just the fun thing. And it should be presented as an option, not... Because I think most of the time, that any experience I've had with colored lenses, if somebody comes to you, I want to wear colored lenses. It's never really presented by the physician as an option. So...
It's a cool idea. I like it.
After lunch, we came back to the other side of Alcon, and it was this bright, shiny, gorgeous new building. We got to play with the IOLs, practice using, like, little syringes and, like, squishing them through.
Yeah, that had the, like, vitriol.
We got to, manipulate them with some tweezers and shove them into a thing and then squirt them. And a guy on the camera was doing it all on it, like a pig's eye kind of thing. I assume that pig also just walked around the block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's usually what happens. I'm sorry that I really brought this episode down with that. I feel like
you bummed me out big time.
So now, from now on, it's not kicking the bucket; it's walking around the block.
Okay. So then after that, we went and we learned how to fit multifocals, and that was really cool. It was like a kind of an interactive class where we asked questions to a live patient.
Oh, cool!
So that was really good.
It's awesome.
And then they gave us snacks, and then they sent us to the airport. At the airport, Peter Jacques. Coming in clutch one more time. You know he has a card that will let you get into these little things called minute lounges?
Yeah, he's pretty legit.
Okay, so he got us all into this minute lounge. And it was basically just a tiny room that had, like, free Wi-Fi and outlets. And we all just kind of sat in this tiny room together. But it was really cool.
That's awesome.
Like, I want to get this card. Yeah, you could, like, take a nap, shower in there. You can't do anything too weird because they're watching. But, like, you could do... You could take a nap in there.
I would take a nap
there. There were hangers if you wanted to, like, disrobe.
You know the one thing that I have learned from optometry school?
What?
Never ask your patient to disrobe.
I said that to somebody the other day. She was like, should I take my shirt off for blood pressure? I was like, I've been told never to let you disrobe, so no.
No.
Well, we are in the sleep room, so we have to be quiet.
But Wehrenberg.
No,
we're not in Wehrenberg.
No, we're just in Peter's very important room.
We are in the Minute Lounge at DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
Living like Peter.
We're experiencing life on the other side.
We could take a nap for 60 minutes. This little couch pulls out. This room, what would you guess the size of this room is?
Probably 5x5.
And how many of us are there in it?
Five. The rule of fives.
Yeah.
Yes, there's one square foot per person.
That is funny.
So, Harry Potter's on the TV.
Plenty of snacks that cost money are available.
Yeah, we could have those.
We brought our stolen snacks from
Alcon.
One of us ate a jerky, two of us ate M&M's. Two people are involved in that equation. I'm not going to tell you anything else about it.
Two of us are about to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Well, probably more, but...
So how has this trip been?
It's been very good. Very good.
Lots of learning. Lots of food.
Yeah. New friends. Yeah. New experiences.
Yep.
Would you recommend it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Two thumbs up.
When I first saw it, I'm like, oh, geez. Going one day and returning the other, it was just like so much, looks like so much hassle. But they did make it pretty, not a bad experience. Because I thought it would be so much more taxing.
But the best part about the trip was the people.
Oh, absolutely.
Aww. I'm going to end on that. Good job.
Tell me about the flight home.
And then we got home.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like you had an incredible weekend.
Yes.
It sounded just, like, so fun and just, like, constantly going, but not too busy, but just busy enough.
Yeah, it was great.
That's awesome. Okay, so, scavenger hunt. I loved it.
Okay, so let's talk about how I failed at the scavenger hunt.
Well, you succeeded in a lot of realms.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I got the boots, the person in the boots, that picture.
Yeah.
Totally great. Mm-hmm. I got Tom Ducard's signature. So easy. Yeah. That was like a piece of cake.
He's so nice. I told you it was going to be easy.
It was so nice. Easy. It came, like, I didn't even have to ask. It was already there. So
that. Hold up.
It was already on a certificate. Like, I didn't even have to try for that one.
You should have tried. Yeah. Okay. I'm taking a personal offense. I'm not. But
so there were only two others, right? I had to find somebody named Rachel. I went around. I had Kara looking too. We looked on every placard. No one there was named Rachel. And I was gonna just yell in the airport like Rachel, but then I forgot because I was so busy being minute lounged.
I know. You were in a private room.
It was luxury.
Yeah, you just answer to yourself.
And you know what was so funny about that minute lounge was how annoyed people were waiting in line for the minute lounge. It's like you're about to go into like this super exclusive free room in the middle of this airport and you're ticked. It's like just sleep on a bench like the rest of us plebs.
Yeah, so honestly then, though.
So then I had to get a picture of somebody putting a contact lens on my eye. I forgot to bring contacts and they didn't have us do that. So Kara and I just tried to reenact it on the bus. And I sent you that picture.
You did. And it looked real. It looked really real.
You know, I am an actress.
I know. And I think you brought Kara up to a new level with your acting. I think it was a really solid way for you to assist her in her dream of becoming an actress. I think she's close.
So well, together.
I'll accept like one out of these.
Maybe. Yeah, I think I only deserve one, so I'm really sad about it. You know, these scavenger hunts are hard.
I know, and you thought I was crazy.
No, I knew it was hard. I knew. Yeah, I don't think you're crazy.
It's kind of fun because it kind of makes the time go by. Like, it gives you something fun to do.
Yeah, yeah. It was super fun. I think we should do this for all of our events. And speaking of events, what are you doing this Thursday?
I'm going to Alcon.
Oh, my God.
I was so inspired by your trip. I was just so excited that I am going to Alcon Academy for Excellence this Thursday and Friday. So I'm really pumped. And while I'm there, I get to hang out with some of our friends from SLR. I'm going to go catch up with some of them. So I'm really excited. I'm pumped. We're going to have a good time. So.
Awesome. Who is going from UPSL? Anybody?
Our friend Dustin and our friend Beth. We're all going together. So there's only five of us at UPSL right now. So, so it's just us three going. So then two people would still be in clinic.
Oh. So. I mean, it's so much better to go than to just hang out in clinic.
I think you just learn. I mean, it gives you just another opportunity to learn. So I'm excited.
I used something I learned today. Someone was asking me about ClearCare and I knew.
You knew. That's so exciting. Well, yeah. I'm super pumped to go. And this just sounds like a super great experience. And I think it's really cool that Alcon just allows us students to be able to learn in just a different environment and just really get to have hands-on experience, especially with IOLs and things of that nature that we don't get to touch really otherwise.
Thank you, Alcon. Special thanks to Kara Huff, Alex Gatta, Peter Jacques, and Ben Wehner. Till next time.
Bye. Bye.